Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week news podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to be talking about regulatory reform in Congress. As you have probably heard, Senator Christopher Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, unveiled a rather sweeping bill last week to reform financial regulation and corporate governance, and that has sparked some strong debate about what provisions should stay or go in whatever final bill will be voted on later on this spring. As I mentioned, that bill includes numerous reforms of how companies select board directors, what those board directors can do or cannot do, and various other ideas. To talk about that portion of the bill, we are joined by Ken Daly. He is president and CEO of the National Association of Corporate Directors. Ken, thanks for taking the time today.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you very much.
So, first question, I guess just broadly speaking, what are your thoughts on the corporate governance sections of the Dodd bill?
Well, Matt, the NACD's view is that private ordering is always best.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always somewhat disappointed when we see legislative initiatives or even regulatory initiatives which tend to be a one-size-fits-all conclusion about a matter. And I think the Dodd bill is an example of, to some extent at least, trying to force through a one-size-fits-all legislative conclusion on a matter.
Okay. Now, some reforms that are proposed, like a shareholder vote on say-on-pay or majority thresholds to elect directors in uncontested elections, they seem like they're on their way to becoming standard practice anyways. So I am wondering, are there any elements of the bill that you're willing to accept simply because they seem like something whose idea has come anyways?
Well, your point is well taken. The reality is that an awfully lot of companies are moving to a non-binding say-on-pay vote. And per se, we have no particular issues with that. Similar to uncontested elections, I think most are moving in that direction. What we're trying to avoid, though, is any real legislation on that matter, if, in fact, private ordering is taking us down that road anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that we are not opposed to that, and I don't think corporate America is opposed to it, except I do think that corporate America, again, is not looking for legislative conclusions on matters. Now, the matter about proxy access, there's no real details, of course, in the Dodd bill. The Dodd bill would basically authorize the Securities Exchange Commission, which is basically a bully pulpit kind of an approach, as I'm sure you're aware. They can mandate disclosures, et cetera, but it's typically not been rulemakers on matters like proxy access. And the legislation would permit the Securities Exchange to regulate it. We have been very vocal, the NACD has been, in our comment letters requested by the Securities Exchange Commission to say that while we certainly believe that share owners are the drivers and that the directorate works for the share owner, we certainly believe in, if you will, democratic elections. But in the details that might come out vis-a-vis this matter, I just don't know where that's going to go right now, Matt.
Okay.
Our comment letter said that the period of holding needed to be longer than was initially proposed, and we also said that the threshold number of shares to be owned had to be larger than what was originally proposed.
Now, I wanted to ask another question about one of the other broad goals here is to try to curb what many see as runaway executive compensation. And the bill does have some measures such as all independent directors on the compensation committee or various other ideas like that to try to bring tighter rein over executive pay. I mean, do you think anything like that is going to work, or do you have any other ideas about how somebody might try and achieve that sort of a goal?
Well, in our Blue Ribbon Commission document that the NACD produced, Matt, and I'm thinking this was probably 5 years ago now, we had recommended strongly independent compensation committee members as well as if that committee was going to be advised that the consultant, the compensation consultant, be independent. So the NACD has taken that view for a very long period of time. Now, whether or not there's runaway compensation, I think that is certainly a very debatable issue. Clearly, there have been some extraordinary outliers that I don't think anyone's particularly pleased with, or even corporate America, when I say no one's pleased with it. And I think that compensation committees today are doing a very diligent job to try to better synchronize compensation with performance. But that is a lot easier said than done in some cases. And I'll just point out a problem that I think some people are just seeing as an emerging issue, which is the time horizons for certain share owners are substantially different than the time horizons for the long-term incentive plans. So there are many share owners today, Matt, that are holding their securities for very short periods of time, 6 and 7 months. Difficult to understand how that time frame synchronizes very well with long-term incentive plans. So that's something that needs to be worked out.
You know, if I can ask one more question, when you talk to your members about reforms like this and ideas like this floating around, how alarmed are they that being a director is already a somewhat thankless job these days, that you know, it might just become all the more unappealing to serve on a board this way?
Well, I've certainly heard people talk about that, Matt, but I can tell you, being advocates as we are for the director community, the directors that I know are in this because they firmly believe in capitalism, and they see that their duty is really something beyond an everyday job. They see that they have an obligation to continue capitalism, and seen a wholesale move of people trying to back out of this. So I don't think that directors are going to be that difficult to come by, and I don't think highly qualified directors are going to be that difficult to come by. Unfortunately, I don't think anyone likes Washington legislating what's good for capitalism, because to be honest with you, Matt, I don't think Washington can do that. I don't think it's Washington's job.
Well, Ken, that is all the time we have today, but you gave us plenty to think about and covered a lot of ground, so we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Matt, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
And again, everybody, that was Ken Daly, president of the National Association of Corporate Directors, talking with us about the reforms to corporate governance proposed in the new regulatory reform bill from Senator Christopher Dodd. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening. And I hope you join us again next time.